Random House Audio presents The Outlaws of Poplar Creek, a dramatization of the short story by Louis L'Amour.
Fosdick? Fosdick.
Morning, Buckeye. Frank, what can I do for you gents today?
We were kind of hoping you might have some more of that rye whiskey we tried last week. Right, Buckeye?
Right.
Oh, you're looking to buy some of it this time, are you?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Are you kidding? We spent all the money we had down there in Poplar Creek.
Although, I suppose it is possible Tucker might want us to buy some, if we told him how good it was. Right, Frank?
Of course. We were hoping you might want...
Moby Fosdick kept the trading post at Lee's Canyon. He was a friendly fellow, with a big heart and two fists to match. It took a man with a cold eye and a ready hand to do business in the Poplar Creek country, and Moby had been there a long time.
In that case, you best keep riding, boys.
What?
Boy, of all the low-down...
Take it easy, Frank. That isn't very hospitable of you, Moby. I think Shad would be real sorry to hear you behave like that.
Hospitality's beside the point, Buckeye. I ain't in business to be giving away good whiskey. Now, you boys know that, and so does your boss.
We were just trying to pay you a friendly visit, is all.
That's right.
I'm sure you were.
But if you're too busy, we'll just mosey on. Come on, Crowley. Ho, ho, ho. We'll be seeing you around, Fosdick.